your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We've got breaking news. These are the first images of the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk that have been made public. If you have any information on this person, please contact the FBI immediately on the number that you see there on the public service announcement. These, again, are the first images of the person of interest that the FBI has sent out. If you know who this is, if you have any information, you must contact the FBI immediately. In addition to these images, it is now being reported within the hour by the Wall Street Journal that the FBI has found what they believe to be the weapon used in the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and it has now been confirmed that investigators have discovered that the ammunition used to kill Charlie was deliberately engraved with expressions of, quote, transgender and anti-fascist ideology. Again, this according to the Wall Street Journal, just published within the hour. The gun, which was an older model 30 caliber hunting rifle, was found wrapped in a towel in nearby woods, and it contained not only the spent cartridge that killed Kirk, but three additional unspent rounds, all bearing these ideological engravings. So this, if fully confirmed, this would be ironclad proof that this was a political hit. It was obviously not a random act of violence. It was premeditated political assassination carried out by someone who took the time to inscribe their radical beliefs onto the very bullets they plan to use against one of America's most prominent conservative voices. Here's the Utah FBI field office official on the latest just this morning.
This morning, I can tell you that we have recovered what we believe is the weapon to be that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle. That rifle was recovered in a wooded area where the shooter had fled. So the FBI laboratory will be analyzing this weapon. Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis.
And he didn't stop there. We now have, again, very clear surveillance video, as you saw earlier, of what the suspect looked like. Here's Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason.
Through all that work last night, we were able to make a few breakthroughs. We were able to track the movements of the shooter. Starting at 11:52 a.m., the subject arrived on campus, shortly away from campus. We have tracked his movements onto the campus, through the stairwells, up to the roof, across the roof to a shooting location. After the shooting, we were able to track his movements as he moved to the other side of the building, jumped off of the building, and fled off of the campus and into a neighborhood. Our investigators have worked through those neighborhoods, contacting anybody they can with doorbell cameras, witnesses, and have thoroughly worked through those communities trying to identify any leads. We do have good video footage of this individual. We are not going to release that at this time. We are working through some technologies and some ways to identify this individual. If we are unsuccessful, we will reach out to you as the media and we will push that publicly to help us identify them. But we are confident in our abilities right now and we would like to move forward in a manner that keeps everyone safe and moves this process appropriately.
Now, of course, the images have since been made public again within the hour, and we were already getting reports that the shooter appeared to be college age and blended in well with the college institution. So this detail frankly is particularly chilling, given that the killer walked among the very students that Charlie came to inspire. So he was literally hiding in plain sight before carrying out this assassination. So apparently there's a significant amount of surveillance footage in total here. Most of it is not in very high resolution, but it did enable investigators to basically follow the trail of the suspect from the time he arrived on campus just before noon. They found him methodically making his way through stairwells to reach the roof of a nearby building. They were able to follow him as he escaped into a local neighborhood where a number of doorbell cameras caught him, with at least one very high-resolution image of what he looks like. Again, the weapon used in the assassination, a high-powered bolt-action rifle, has indeed been recovered from a wooded area where the shooter fled after his heinous act. That, of course, is a huge find, and investigators have collected critical forensic evidence, including footwear impressions, a palm print, forearm imprints that will help identify the killer once he is caught. So above all, keep this ongoing investigation in your prayers. It does look like they are zeroing in on the suspect, but we need heavenly intervention, to make sure that it is successful. In the meantime, there is a massive and growing social media campaign today to expose any and all, particularly professionals, who publicly celebrated Charlie's assassination. Now, I'm sure many of you know and were shocked to find out that within hours of the shooting, a disgusting, mentally ill pattern emerged on woke social media as left-wing users literally and overtly celebrated the murder. And so this morning, conservative voices on X have decided to do humanity a favor.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
They immediately began exposing and viral shaming those who danced on Charlie's grave. British broadcaster Piers Morgan captured the outrage perfectly, posting on X, quote, "Seeing so many clips and posts of supposedly progressive liberals gleefully celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, they're so utterly disgusting." And so he made one of them famous on his account. And so conservative accounts and activists have systematically documented and are widely sharing as we speak screenshots and full videos of some of the most vile, inhuman reactions, ensuring these ghouls can't hide behind their now deleted tweets. The internet never forgets, and neither do we. And neither will their employers. This is their FAFO moment. F around and find out. We're talking teachers, healthcare workers, employees of the Department of War, even local elected officials, all of whom are going viral right now for their posts, literally celebrating this heinous murder, this political assassination. Here, for example, is a particularly vile one shared by Piers Morgan.
"Live by the sword, die by the sword. He did say that gun deaths were an acceptable side effect of gun rights."
Now, what you just saw there is a perfect illustration of what we were talking about in our video yesterday, my video last night after it was announced that Charlie had died. That woman would have been a textbook case study for the Polish psychologist Andrzej Lobachevsky and his study of what's called political poneurology. Now, poneurology comes from the Greek word poneros, which means evil. So political poneurology, political evil. It is not coincidental that Lobachevsky's study of political evil centered on his study of the political left. And that's because he concluded, after studying leftists for 40 years, he concluded that they were all led by psychopaths. I'm not making this up. This is bona fide psychological study. They were all led by psychopaths. And we have a number of other studies that show that modern leftists are not mentally well. There is a literal science behind the madness here. Multiple peer-reviewed academic studies have documented a disturbing pattern. Self-identified liberals consistently report significantly worse mental health outcomes than conservatives. And the gap is widening. And it's been widening dramatically of late. In one of the more recent studies, researchers analyzed over 60,000 Americans and found that conservatives rate their mental health 19 points higher than liberals on average. A longitudinal study of 86,000 high school seniors from 2005 to 2018 revealed that liberal students showed the largest, most significant negative change in depressive affect, self-esteem, self-derogation, and loneliness, with liberal females experiencing particularly severe deterioration starting around the year 2010. The Manhattan Institute's comprehensive analysis found that among voters reporting poor mental health, 45% identified as liberal, as compared to just 19% conservative, while those with excellent mental health were conservative 51% of the time versus only 20% liberal. Now, let's put this all together. Let's put this all together and you can see a very shocking picture emerge. You ready? What happens when a political movement comprised of an inordinate number of mentally unwell people gets taken over at the leadership level by political psychopaths? Let that hit you. What happens when a political movement made up of an inordinate number of members who have poor mental health gets taken over by psychopaths? That is the heart of Lobachevsky's research. That is what's called political poneurology. That's what you get. You get political evil. And that's because when psychopaths command a sizable following, which they crave, and they deliberately foster, when psychopaths lead a large group, what happens to that group? The group ends up becoming completely hysterical. They are intentionally manipulated and whipped up into a delirious frenzy. That's what psychopaths get their kicks from. And the key here is that that frenzy, that mass hysteria, is precisely what happens when populations are led by psychopaths. And I would argue that this is precisely what's behind TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. The key to understanding TDS is that this is precisely the kind of mass hysteria that's provoked, intentionally whipped up, when mentally unwell people are led by psychopaths. And so to wrap this up like we did yesterday in our video, the irony of political poneurology is that it's no longer political. What's happening right before our very eyes is the left has crossed the line. The line from politics to now, as President Trump said last night in a speech to the nation, we've gone from politics to now mass leftist terrorism. The left is literally unhinged. And now it is up to the most noble and virtuous of a nation to rise up and defend what is good and stand up precisely for such a moment as this. And we will do it for Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.